Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Lori and Company listeners. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for stopping by and seeing what's brewing. As you can see from the page for the show, we have a cup and kind of like a cafe setting. And one of the reasons I chose that is because after World War II, so many of the homes were destroyed during the Blitz and the Nazis were bombing England and London, and other countries were affected as well. And so people would meet in the town square at the cafes to catch up, to look for people that they were missing. And it became like a hub. And that's just one of the things that I've noticed in our area. There's a lot of other cafes besides Starbucks springing up, little cafes. One of our favorites is A Better Buzz in San Marcos, Leap, and there's one, oh, the name's gone right out of my head, but, you know, if you can go to those cafes that are serving good coffee and actually like conservatives, taking money to the people who don't cancel your vote. And I hate to say it that way, but that's really what it comes down to. Why should we be supporting companies and businesses and corporations and organizations that don't want America to be safe and free and a good place to be? Right now, you might not know this, but they found out where the baby formula is and why the shelves are empty, especially if you need a specific formula. It's at the border. Joe Biden's sending baby formula to the border for the new population of people that they're allowing into the country that, you know, have everything from lice to scarlet fever to measles to plague to COVID to pneumonia to other problems, not to mention that they can't speak the language and they are unskilled and they might have criminal records. Joe Biden's letting those people into the country because they want to replace us. And it's the ugly truth. No one wants to really say it, but that's what it comes down to. They want to make us irrelevant. It doesn't matter how we think or what we say or what we want. They're going to just do what they want to do. A good example of that is what we see at the border right now. Why would they be sending baby formula to the border instead of making sure that Americans have it on the shelves for their babies? Now, I breastfed and I also use formula. So, you know, I understand, you know, how scary this can be for a parent when you can't find a formula that you normally use. So I believe that there's, you know, help coming for solving this problem, but you've got to contact the White House and tell them, and your rep and your senators, and tell them to stop doing this to Americans. They have the pictures and they have the videos of the trucks delivering formula to the border to take care of other nations' people. How about taking care of our people, Americans? Are we chopped liver? Apparently, Joe Biden thinks so. Demented old geezer. May you rot in hell. Ugh. All right. The other proof that we don't have a government working for us is that they just gave $44 billion to Ukraine, but it's only like $23 billion that they've allocated for infrastructure and road repair and building and bridges repairs and all the other things that need to be done to this country. But we're giving $44 billion to Ukraine. Why? Because the deep state has assets there. They have labs there. Big pharmaceutical labs are in the Ukraine in a place called China, C-H-Y-N-N-A. I think that's how you spell it. And it's covering their asses because for decades they've been developing chimera and hybrids and doing experimentations that were started under the Nazis. Everything from mind control to all kinds of off-the-books projects. And, you know, I take no pleasure in saying this. You know, I really didn't think it was as bad as it is, but it's bad, people. So that's where our billions are going. They don't care that there's homeless people. They don't care that the vets are coming out and not getting the care they need. They were getting pretty good care when Trump was in charge because he actually loves our veterans and appreciates them. Not Joe Biden and his radical Marxist, communist, scumbag, militant, dirtbag morons that he has in his administration. They work for other nations. They work for other secret organizations and cults. They don't work for America. And you'll find that out more and more in the coming days. I just can't believe this is all coming down. In my lifetime, I never thought it would get so bad, and it's going to get worse if these idiots stay in power. And they're illegally in power right now. All right, so what I wanted to say about that is think about the billions that you're that are of our money that's going to other nations. Right. Well, one of the things that our founders were big on was not having foreign entanglements to get us bogged down in foreign wars and make us be affected by wars around the world. And yes, you know, we got involved with World War One and World War Two, but that's because it directly affected us. What's going on in the Ukraine is not directly affecting us. So you have to ask yourselves why they're scrambling to send our money over there without a vote or a debate or a discussion of how long we're going to be there, what's going to happen. I mean, we were supposed to go to Iraq just for a short time, and we were there for 20 years. And then when they did leave, they just pulled out and left all of our equipment and our technology and our people behind because Joe Biden is incompetent and he doesn't even realize, you know, what he was doing. Or maybe he does. Anyway, so it goes back to when times get hard, how do you stay afloat? A lot of people have not. I've always worked, I mean, for a decent employer or for the government. I think there's more than ever, most people are working for the government, which makes them have a false sense of everything being okay. You know, they might not make a lot of money, but they get a good pension and they get good benefits and a lot of days off. And they've never really been hurting or out of work or laid off or had their hours cut, which has happened to a lot of Americans thanks to the planned pandemic. Yes, it was a planned epidemic. There's a documentary on YouTube called Plandemic that explains how that went down. Excuse me. Anyway, what I'm leading up to is that we all have to think about pulling in and tightening up. We can't have an indifferent attitude about this. We have to think about ways of saving money and, you know, obvious ways that you don't make multiple trips and use up your gas. You know, you you make a trip to town, you try to do all your errands. Those are obvious, but there's other ways. And one of the ways that I, don't go along with the status quo is I make my own coffee. And it sounds like nothing, but, you know, if you think about $5 a day that you spend at a Starbucks or wherever you're going for it versus buying a bag of coffee and for, you know, $7 or $10 and then making your own coffee at home each morning, you know, that's at least $15, $20 in savings. And, yeah, you have the expense of buying a coffee brewer and, you know, the coffee, but in the long run, it's much more economical. Plus, why would you want to give your money to companies like Starbucks with their occultic evil symbol on the front with a lady mermaid with two tails? Why would you want to give them money? They hate conservatives. They said they don't want our money, so don't give it to them, right? Go anyplace else but there. We break the control of the corporate insane Marxist left when we stop. You have an Amazon account. Well, why are you buying from Amazon? They get special deals and perks, like, you know, they're able to offer free shipping because they've made a deal with the government. Why are they having their shipping compensated, but some mom-and-pop operation aren't? It's called picking and choosing winners. And that's not capitalism. That's crony capitalism. And that's what doesn't work. You know, the left used to be fairly reasonable when it came to this subject. Now they're just totally over the top insane. They don't think there's anything wrong with giving loans to foreigners that hate us, but they won't give a loan to American citizens for expanding their business or buying new equipment so they can do a better job. So, yes, in the past, farmers were given incentives not to make food. Now, why would they do that? And why would the farmers take the money? Well, for one thing, there was weather that affected a lot of farmers' crops and blights and things that were purposely introduced to affect their ability to have a good crop. So the farmers were up against the wall. So they then were told by big government, we're going to pay you not to farm. And that was because the lunatics that are for Agenda 21 and 30 want get so that they control the food. And this is straight out of the UN. There's lots of YouTube videos with people from that are representatives of the UN discussing this. This is what these freaks talk about in private at their CFR and Annenberg Foundation and trilateral commissions and Bilderberg get-togethers. They talk about controlling the world, not because they think they can do a better job, but because they don't want us to be involved. They think because they're rich and they're elite and, you know, from royal bloodlines that they deserve to be in control of us all. And so they want to control the food supply, and that's why they gave the farmers incentives not to farm. All right, we could make in America alone, let alone Russia and a lot of other countries. And Israel makes more flowers and food than the rest of the Middle East combined. I mean, we could be making our own food and having surplus to sell to countries that are struggling, like in the Sahara, the Middle Africa, or Middle East. We could be having more food than we know what to do with, but they won't let us do that. And why is that? Because part of Agenda 21 and 30 is to control the food supply and the land and the water and the farms, and also make people that live in the rural areas have to go back to the cities to live. People are a lot easier to control if they're in a consolidated mass versus spread out all over the place. Or God forbid you have, you know, some acreage, and so you have some leeway that you can actually have your own farm. Where I am, there's a lot of farms and ranches And, you know, a lot of people don't think of it, but California actually is a bread belt. They have a growing area in North Central California, a lot of dairy and fruit trees and, you know, everything from strawberries to nuts and melons and all that kind of stuff. So why does this matter and how does it affect you? Well, it affects you because they're doing this slowly while we're not paying attention. But it's harder for them to do it if we start waking up and paying attention. So with that said, that's why I believe we have to get our plan Bs in order. Like I told you what my plan B was. That's one of my plan Bs. Trying to use products that are made in America and manufactured by Americans and help the American economy, and that, you know, go and to the extra effort of putting in natural ingredients and using enzymes and citric acid to work on stains and make them biodegradable ingredients so it's good for the environment and all the other good things about it. Using nature to solve problems, everything from, you know, cleaning to personal care to what you put on yourself when you shower and put on your hair. nutritional products, nutritional supplements, those kind of things. So I really think that's a great solution, and that's why I talked about it. But you have to figure out what would be best for you. One of the things that I offer on, I lay it out on this, my Celebration Depot site, but I talk about it a bit on blog.laurabella, is that you can get referrals, a referral business going by offering our products in our catalogs to others. Most people don't want to work on a part-time basis. They want to, you know, have a regular job. But there are people who are able to generate residual income that, you know, is equivalent to a good part-time or full-time job. So, you know, don't rule it out. If you want more information about it, please send me an email at LaurieandCompany@USA.com. All right, so getting back to the news, we have this issue right now with the baby formula, and I don't think people, a lot of people aren't aware of it yet, but the media is blocking the, you know, the videos that have been made and photos that have been taken indicating what's going on. So look for on alternative media for verification of what I'm saying. I also want to encourage you to go to ivoterguide.com. They are trying really hard to make it easier to know, understand the issues and not be blindsided. Their slogan is grounded in God, rooted in research. And I picked this up at the last March 11th and 12th event in San Marcos at the Reawaken Church. That was the Reawaken America tour with Clay Clark and Eric Trump and General Flynn and Roger Stone was there and Lance Wallnau and Kim Clement's daughter. Kim Clement was a modern-day prophet and his prophecies have come to pass. Kind of like Mark Taylor, the retired fireman who wrote the Trump prophecies. Anyway, there were a lot of good people there and it was a great event. And then they've been going across the country doing other events since then and before. One of the events is coming up. Well, they just had the May 7th one in Sarasota, Florida. They went on the Reawaken America tour. I posted the links about it. The Myrtle Beach one, I believe, only has 7 tickets left. That's coming up. May 13th and 14th is the 2-day Myrtle Beach one. And I think it's from 9 to 5:30. The reason I mention this is because it's important to get with around people that, you know, are informed and nice and helpful. You know, one of the things that was part of this tour was that the frontline doctors were involved, like Stella Emanuel and Dr. Zelenko and Dr. Simone Gold and so many others, Dr. Ruby, Dr. Artist, Dr. Malone. I mean, people that are trying to figure out how to deal with the after effects of this jab that they gave to the public, but also how to educate the public so that it, you know, we don't have this happen again. August 12th and 13th is in Rochester, more up in the area where my relatives on the East Coast are, and I'm hoping that they'll go to it. I will put the link to that so you can find out more about it. But then the other thing that Clay Clark has done, which is because he cares about people like I do and like Melissa of Freedom Force Battalion and LT of And We Know, and Jesse Kelly, who's a straight shooter and has a show on The First as well as on radio, Jesse Kelly Show, and so many other good patriots out there. They care about humanity, and so they make it their, you know, mission to try to save people. And so one of the things that Clay Clark has done in his messages, when I get them sent to me, and it's informative for you as well, is to share info on, like, the July 8th and 9th Reawaken Tour in Virginia Beach. There's 1,200 tickets remaining, so, you know, get them if you are in that area. He also goes into things that you might not think about, like Elon Musk, is he a good guy or a bad guy? And he shows videos of things that Elon has said in the past and what he has said currently, and, you know, contrasts them. You know, Elon has, I believe, 8 kids, and I think he married his first wife a second time and then got divorced and married someone else. He's, you know, he's from South Africa, and he went to Canada to avoid fighting in the mess in South Africa. In case you don't know it, South Africa was settled by a lot of Dutch people who, after World War II, went there to Zimbabwe and Rhodesia. They've changed the names. They went there to have another life, a new life after World War II. There was also a housing issue after World War II. A lot of, you know, buildings were destroyed, and the carnage was pretty bad in some areas. So a lot of people immigrated to Australia and to Africa to set up basically, I guess you would say, colonies. And the Dutch South Africans, they speak a different dialect, but they made it a good place, and they, you know, the African people prospered, and, you know, they weren't, I mean, in general, they weren't mistreated, but they also showed the African people how to grow and how to prosper. Then the militants and the communists came in and started getting the natives, the black natives, hostile and upset, and so they started becoming more violent. So that's when apartheid came in, because they were in fear of the, you know, local population. And, you know, there's people that will talk about it, and there's other people that, you know, pretend that they don't know anything about it. But, you know, Lara Logan, who's a real journalist, a war correspondent, she's from there. Charlize Theron, the actress, she was in the Reindeer Games. She's from there. I mean, they know what's going on there, but, you know, they pretend that it's about bigotry. It's not. It's about people being afraid to be on the street after dark because of the Muslim, Marxist, communist cult gangs that are there. And if you saw the abuse of the people there and what they're doing to people, you would be very afraid. But our media is paid not to show it. I've posted a bit about it, and it gets me banned off of Twitter every time. So I ask you to get, you know, your head out of your sand, out of the sand, and pay attention, because there's so much going on that they're doing right under our noses that people aren't aware of. And what they're telling you about the abortion issue, about, you know, Ukraine, about what's happening with, you know, apartheid in South Africa, it's what they have settled on saying. You know, they shape the narrative, and they shape the facts, and they delete what they don't want you to know. So you have to pay attention to your own research, or you'll have the wrong attitude, and you'll be used like a pawn to go riot and make a big scene and protest, and then you'll be in prison because you were told the wrong information and you believed it by people that are users. You know, they don't care about you. You're just a pawn. You're a useful idiot, as a communist call most of the Democrat base now. So also, I will be sharing the documentary on Reawaken America, the tour, what that's about. I want to say that Clay Clark was actually prophesied, his name was spoken by Kim Clement a decade ago. And I actually thought that they were talking about Wesley Clark, because Kim Clement said there's a man by the name of Clark who, with Trump, is going to shake things up. And I thought maybe it was Wesley Clark, because he's a general, and he used to be, you know, pretty middle of the road, not a communist or a leftist, and not a moron. But I don't know what happened to him. But apparently it was Clay Clark that Kim Clement was prophesizing about, because he's the one that, you know, came out of nowhere to organize these tours and had the connections to get support, which I certainly didn't. I mean, I tried to organize it, but I couldn't get it, get the support that I needed. Clay Clark is being sued by Eric Coomer, the former director of strategy and security for Dominion, for defamation. Now, I don't know whether you have heard it, but Clay Clark needs help with his legal defense fund. He's just an ordinary guy with a small business, and, you know, because he spoke the truth and the facts, they come after him, because they shut down anybody who speaks up, and that's what was done to me, and that's what was done to many other people. So, you know, we either circle the wagons and help one another, or we keep getting picked off one after another. And that goes back to what I was talking about with what I'm doing with my plan B, to try to help a U.S.-made company that makes natural products here in the U.S., and employs U.S. citizens, and ships directly to its customers instead of putting it on the shelf and having it sit there for months and paying for freight and all that stuff. And, you know, it's a very logical business model, and that's why they've been able to survive since 1985 when they started. Plus, they're very ethical. They try to have good products. But anyway, so help Clay Clark if you're able to. And the thing is that you're not going to hear about it unless you're looking for it, but Dominion lost their lawsuit against Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who was in charge on 9/11 of New York City, and on the lawsuit they had on attorney Sidney Powell. They're going down, people. They're not going quietly or easily, but they're going to go down. And that's also not being reported on the news. I encourage you to follow me and the other people I'm following on the GETTR.com, Lori Parrish. I'm also at Laura Bella, but I can't seem to post there now. So that they have a listing on the Reawaken America tour. They have a listing for jobs that don't require COVID vaccines. I have a lead on some jobs in the event and gift industry. I've posted it in the past, and I'll post it again. That I have some jobs open, but it's in Fullerton. I think I mentioned to you that Project Veritas was hiring in Westchester, New York. And I have a list from the Reawaken Tour of jobs that don't require that you get the COVID-19 vaccine. That's another reason why I'm, you know, advocating trying to find a way to work from home, because it's better for your kids, it's better for your mental health, and it's also better for you, because you don't have someone telling you that you know, you've got to get a job in order to come into the office. I do want to say that I don't know whether Elon Musk is a black hat or a white hat, meaning a good guy or a bad guy. I think he's a good guy. But, you know, he recently found out that he was being attacked by all these trolls, I guess you would call them, on Twitter, and he made some comment like, you know, who are these people, and, you know, who's, and, you know, he said, I guess I'll just have to call George. So apparently he knows George Soros. You have to take a call. Hello, thanks for calling Lori and Company. Hello, thanks for calling Lori and Company.
Okay. You had mentioned the name of Malone. How you doing? You okay?
Pretty good. Yeah, I am. I'm glad you called. I wanted to get you to send me your address so I can send you your gift for calling in. And you've called in a couple of times, and I always enjoy talking to you. All right, you said your name is Joe Malone.
Oh, you don't have to send me anything.
I know.
Huh?
I want to.
Yeah.
I know.
Thanks, but I don't give out my email, my phone number, or my address to anyone on Blog Talk Radio. Nobody has any information on me because it's all being taken, you know, of course, by
harvested.
The government. So,
I understand. So, you heard what I was talking about. What do you think about the baby formula being kept at the border for the people that are flocking in?
Well, it's all part of the food shortages, of course, which is part of the plan of the cabal. What I wanted to say to you is that you had been mentioning Malone and McCullough, artists. I like artists more than anybody else. But I wanted your opinion as to they have been giving out some very good information about the dangers of this mRNA, and I'm not even going to call it a vaccine. I'm not even going to call it a gene therapy. It's a poison. But yet, even very few people, except those who really do the research, apparently, really know the dangers as presented by Malone, McCullough, et cetera. Both of them were on Joe Rogan's show. He has something like 10 million downloads an episode. But yet, nobody knows. And I'm wondering, why is that? I know the mainstream media isn't, you know, they get into everybody's head. But the thing is that the mainstream media, CNN, they're losing viewership by the thousands. And it's kind of disheartening to find that the information that's given by artists and by McCullough and Malone, nobody's hearing of it. What do you think about that?
Well, it's an orchestrated plan. If you see no evil, speak no evil, say no. they make it so that people aren't aware by just muzzling it. And CNN, they're in every airport and every hospital, every waiting room, every doctor's office, so people pay attention to what they say because that's what's on the telly. And so they are purposely not interviewing Malone and artists and Stella Emanuel and all the other people that have spoken up, Dr. Gold, Dr. Zelenko. They don't want to give them a platform. So that is why more people are not aware. I think that people like me who went out on a limb and came out of hibernation because I started saying I'm just going to have to do this after my brother passed in November because he told me when he was talking to me before his death that it was the biggest mistake he ever made and that he really believed what Joe Biden and the media were saying that he couldn't travel without, and he wanted to go to Australia. He was finally retired. He wanted to go see one of his sons. I can see why he did it. What makes me upset, Joe, is that, I thought that he was listening to what I was saying, but he wasn't because I was shadow banned. I wasn't calling him because I didn't want to, put a target on him. And, he wasn't hearing what I was saying. So, yes, you're right. They know that there's a problem, but they're not going to admit it because then the pharmaceutical companies would be having class action suits. But it doesn't matter because people, when they signed the paper to get the jab, they signed their rights away to sue. So everyone who got the jab and is having adverse effects on InfoWars yesterday, Alex was brave enough to show some of the people with the effects that they have from taking the jab, and everything from the shakes to paralysis, et cetera, and rashes. They don't realize it, but they're a walking time bomb. Okay, it's just because you're not dead at this moment doesn't mean that it's not going to become more of a problem later on. And so to answer your question, this is because Big Pharm owns the media. They have 70-80% of the ads on media, and they're being covered. They're being protected. So the answer is that we disengage, and this goes back to the conversation I had before. We can't disengage. We can't file for secession. I mean, how's that going to work? I mean, on January 6th, the guys that went to witness that, and it was women too, not just guys, they went to witness that to see the certification of a bogus false election. What did that get them? They're in prison still.
Solitary confinement. Yeah.
And they're not being treated well. They're not being given, even care that you would give to a terrorist. So do you see the American people in the streets protesting and in D.C., with torches and pitchforks? No, because we've been made into wimps. We've been made into compliant, do-as-we're-told type people. And it's the difference between being a law-abiding good citizen and being a slave. And that's why no one is in D.C. demanding that the prisoners be released. And President Trump isn't even talking about it. So, what's going on with him? mean, I think they don't realize that the American people are so traumatized and psychologically messed up from what we saw. We saw a man get put into office on TV that didn't win. And then we saw this man that we thought was great, Trump, who was, you know, a fighter for us. We saw him make the decision to step aside versus contest it. And like someone said, well, he's never actually, Trump never actually conceded the, but, you know, he never called Joe Biden and said, you know, you've won.
That is unnecessary, though.
Yeah, that's what I understand. But my point is that now you have Trump out there saying that, you know, he worked hard on the Project Warp
Speed
or whatever.
Yeah,
that's true. And Mike Lindell was busy making ventilators, which turns out were the worst thing you could be putting a person on who was sick because their lungs are filled up with fluid, and then you put them on a ventilator and it makes them basically, you know, almost assuredly die. So, so it's like, I don't even feel anymore, Joe, that like Trump was this savior or whatever, some you know, great leader, because he keeps talking about the vaccines. It was never a vaccine. I mean, even Dr. Robert Malone.
I know. I and some other people who are supporters of Trump.
Yeah,
we were no longer supporters of Trump.
What the hell is going on? Why are these? Why is on March 11th and 12th, I went to the Reawaken America event that was near me in San Marcos, which is a suburb north of San Diego. And Eric Trump and Roger Stone were there, and a bunch of other, you know, General Flynn, you know, Clay Clark, all these people that I consider to be informed were there. And yet Donald Trump is talking about this vaccine when his own son is at this event who knows all the doctors that are against it. It's like something is just so wrong. Like, it doesn't add up. And I don't know whether Trump is being given bad advice or if he has to
that he really can't go against the grain now because he's out of office and he's supporting the candidates that he is supporting. I say bullshit. The guy was the former president of the United States. His responsibility for the safety of the American people still is with him. And for him not to know the dangers of the so-called vaccine, I find inexcusable.
I agree with you. And it really upsets me that he's expecting all of us to do the legwork and inform other people. And, you know, how do you say, well, yeah, Trump's wrong about this, but he's wrong, he's right about everything else. I mean, I don't get.
But he also has some support of red flags for guns. He's also in support, in other words, of gun control. So you have to ask yourself about that as well.
Yeah. So are you leaning more towards the opinion that Trump is not who people think he is? I've heard a lot of that.
Absolutely.
He's just one of them.
It's very, very possible. The two important issues of America are, of course, the Bill of Rights, and, of course, within the Bill of Rights, the freedom of speech and the right to bear arms. So if he's going to be against the right to bear arms, and he's in favor of, and people who are still in favor of Trump, they say, well, you know, all he's saying is that you don't have to take it. And I say, that's like saying a tour guide is in the Amazon River with piranhas underneath the boat. And he's saying to the tourists, you know, you don't have to go into the river to swim. But if he doesn't tell them the piranhas are there, then, of course, isn't he liable for lack of information? Same thing with Trump. You cannot tell me that this guy, who's a billionaire and he's not an idiot, if he doesn't know that the vaccines, so-called vaccines, are dangerous, then he is an idiot. And we don't. I wouldn't vote for him anyway.
Well, the thing is, Joe, maybe what he was working on, or what he was being assured about, you know, what they were trying to get out there, was legitimate, and you know that he's just been given
Let's assume that's the truth. Okay, let's assume that's the truth, that Warp Speed was given to him by advisors who were themselves part of the cabal or part of the deep state. But he's out of the office now. You're going to tell me after this whole year that he's out of the office, he never heard one thing that was bad about the vaccines? He never looked into whether or not these vaccines were safe? That's part of his legacy. I know I would.
But then also, when he knows that his base is, you know, very anti-mandate on vaccines, and some people are actually, you know, very worried that, you know, autism is spiking and cancer is spiking because of the crap that they're putting in the regular vaccine.
It is.
Blue shots. And, yeah, so people are, I mean, I'm not saying that there's no reason to have any vaccines. I'm saying that this is not a vaccine. This was an experimental poison.
It was a poison. It's a poison. It's a clot shot. It's a kill shot.
Here's Trump and his sons. You know, they're big athletic support. You know, they like sports and all that. They're not even talking about all the soccer players that are young men dropping over. There was just recently a gal who was 26, a swimmer, and she had a heart attack, and she was in healthy condition right before she got this shot. I mean, there's all kinds of athletes, especially, that are being affected, and they're young, and that's not even being talked about. So Trump and his sons are very much into sports, so they've got to be aware, and they're not talking about that either.
Of course they are.
Eric Trump was at this event, and you know, he's hanging out with people that are standing up there talking out against the jab. So, you know, it's not that Trump doesn't know. There's something more to this, Joe, is what I'm saying. That he has to pretend to be unaware, because otherwise they'll come after him.
So what? That's his job.
No, I'm speculating. Like there's something more to it that he has to let them hang.
I know what you're saying.
A lot of other people said
the same thing. So. Yeah, but that's his job. If he knows, and he should know, and he's going to keep quiet because they're going to come after him. Well, he knew that they're going to come after him when he was elected president. That's his job, is to protect the American people.
I know, but he was told by the upper echelon, the people above the CIA, the the Five Eyes or whatever it's called.
Yeah, the cabal.
Well, no, there's a cabal, but then there's supposedly this, other elite group that basically keeps, sharing information with all of our enemies as well as our allies, and tries to keep, the world from imploding. But he was told that they would protect him, and they didn't protect him. I was watching a video from someone that was sharing it, that they were at a live event, and it was at, I think it might have been at Dallas, when they were in an airport hangar, and I saw the attempt on Trump. They, guy in the crowd, and someone in the crowd, people said, gun, and Trump turned around to face whoever was coming at him, and then the Secret Service took over. But, what I liked about it was that Trump turned around and he was, ready to, punch the guy, but then the Secret Service kind of took him off to the side. So I saw that video from somebody who was filming it themselves and got it live. And of course, that got taken off the internet real fast. But, this guy, Trump, he's had his life threatened at least, I would say, 24 times where he's had close calls. So he thought he was going to be the president. So he said a lot of stuff that was going to, get proven to be correct. And now he's not talking about this jab being not what they said, and that was the crap that's in it, and what it's doing to people. It doesn't add up, Joe. It shakes my confidence and feeling like I'm aware and have made a informed decision about Trump. I feel like he keeps making me doubt him, and that's not a good place to be.
So what do you think about him? Do you think that he knows and is not saying anything because he's scared of being killed?
No, I don't think he's afraid of being killed. I think he has that covered. I think it's that it has to come out slowly the way it's going to, or it's going to be not seen as the truth. It's going to be looked at as him just being political or being like somehow he was like I posted in the past some information. People are saying that Trump had to push, let the deep state, Fauci and all of his crew, do what they were going to do to make them have to roll out their plan early. Yeah. Well, I thought it made some sense that they had to do it early, and it made them make mistakes because they weren't ready to roll it out. But I think that Trump knows exactly what's going on, but he doesn't realize that he's splintering the base by promoting the vaccine or the jab and praising
his work. He knows about
it.
Millions of people are dying. The information is out there for anybody who wants to do a little bit of research. Well, I do my research by going on Google. I find this by going to certain sites that have the information on their sites. If he can show up on Alex Jones's show before the election in 2016 in order to get Alex's supporters to vote for him, he can show up on his show again and tell them about the vaccine. If the man
and
has
so,
no guts...
your opinion, why isn't he doing that? Why hasn't he done that?
If he's scared of being killed, then he's not the person to vote for, because if he gets into the Oval Office again, he could get killed there too. I think that it's very possible that he's a traitor.
I don't want to think that that's true, Joe. I think
who does?
I think that
this is a bioweapon.
It's a bioweapon, and they all know about it. That's why they just spent this bill. They got it, I think, 2 days ago. The fellow was on Jesse Kelly's show last night. He was saying, like, you know, we got basically 6 hours to look at this $44 billion, bill to send money to the Ukraine. And, you know, we've got, half that budget for our infrastructure and our roads and bridges. So, you know, why are we sending $44 billion to the Ukraine when it's not our problem?
Well, we all know that. I know. So the thing is that we have to get those assholes out of office by hook or by crook. And if we do it by civil war, we lose. I don't know what the solutions are, but I know that if I were president, excuse me, and then I got deposed from office, and one of the largest achievements of my presidency was to save the lives of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, of Americans, and that turned out to be a poison. I would let people know. He's not letting people know.
I mean, he could be a hero. Instead, he's like saying, well, you know, we did great things with the warp speed and getting, I mean, maybe they did organize and get beds.
What happened? Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, folks, Lori and Company listeners, had a little technical issue there. Apparently, it can talk about certain things. I'm going to take a call.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Thanks for calling Lori and Company. This is Joe.
Yeah. Hi.
It's not connected. I guess we were talking about things we shouldn't talk about.
Well, I don't think they've gotten to Blog Talk Radio yet, because Blog Talk Radio, I don't think, is a big fish. I think it's a small fish in a big sea. But who knows? I don't know what happened either. But the thing is that I'm not a Trump supporter. He's going against common sense. He's got a huge base. If he tells his base, I was duped. I don't know what happened. Warp Speed was supposed to be a success, but it wasn't a success. People would have forgiven him, and then they would not take the jab. He is responsible for the future deaths of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, because people listen to him. So I don't know what other conclusion to come up with.
No, I would like to have another conclusion. I would like to think there's much more to this, and it's a poker game or, you know, three-dimensional chess, as they say, and all that. But
yeah, well, that's 3D
something
chess.
Has got to be
yeah.
said by him. He's very influential, and he can make a big change, a big difference, and he could also save lives.
Exactly.
So you have legitimate points there, Joe, and it's not easy to hear negative things about people, especially
if you're looking for them to restore America. What's going on here with this technical difficulties?
Pardon me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, because I couldn't hear you for a few seconds. I thought I got cut off again.
No, the prompt comes on and says there's 60 seconds left to the show. And that's why you couldn't hear. I only set up for an hour today, and I didn't realize that you were going to call in, or I would have asked for more time, because I do enjoy talking to you. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is, Joe, but I do know that talking and informing people is, you know, going to help. All right. I hope to hear from you again in the future, and have a good day and take care.
You too. Okay. You too.
So long.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's be bold. Let's be brave, and let's all be free. God bless you.